Welcome to SBS Radio, Devon. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, let's talk about the project first of all. Tell us about your project with Circus Kathmandu.
So it is a creative exchange, essentially. The relationship sort of started back in 2015. So we had every intention to get that the residency and exchange up and running back then, but then the earthquake happened, and so we put everything on hold. But we stayed in contact with them, and their story is quite an amazing, fascinating one. And obviously we're very passionate at Women's Circus about using circus as a tool for creating positive change within communities. So we started talking about what kind of partnership it might look like, and we sourced a bunch of funding in order for us to be able to deliver that. And then the first stage of the partnership was Women's Circus heading over there. So there was a few artists and myself who went over in November. And we worked alongside them, looking primarily at social circus applications. So that's sort of workshops within community settings using circus. And then I was working alongside the company manager in my role to look at some of the systems and try and set up some partnerships. They're very small and they're very new, but we had a lot to learn from them as well. This leg of the journey is two of the female artists are coming back with their company manager.
How easy or difficult was it for you to organize or coordinate this?
There was no doubt there were challenges. I mean, certainly international planning is challenging at the best of times, and technology, and then obviously in our case, there's sort of different languages being spoken and different cultural kind of, you know, concepts that we're working through. Visas have been a challenge, you know, but Women's Circus doesn't do international partnerships that often.
Mm-hmm.
We're very much focused on our local community, and particularly sure. Women in the West.
What about any local Nepali involvement with this program?
So where Women's Circus is working with Didi Bahini Samaj Victoria, there are opportunities in the two-week residency for the Nepali women to come in and work alongside the Circus Kathmandu artists and our team. And then, as you know, we have the two sort of public-facing events.
Devon, could we have more information on these two events, please?
Actually, we've got screening of the documentary that was made about them called Even When I Fall, which mm-hmm. will be held at Footscray Community Arts Centre on May the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So a good Mother's Day event. The film is just a fantastic insight into, you know, both their stories and the journey to get there, but also why they need to be doing what they're doing.
So why people should be interested in what you're doing?
Well, I think that their story is quite interesting. It's sort of a survival in the face of human trafficking, right? These women have gone through amazing journeys to get to where they are now. And I think it's also that this is an opportunity to connect with two sort of important arts organizations who are driving to make positive change in a grassroots way. And hearing directly from these women, so at the film, it'll be an opportunity to ask questions and hear directly from them and learn more about their project as well as our partnership. And then the big one is that there's a community day as well. So we're in partnership with Maribyrnong City Council on the 26th of May. There's a free community circus day where all of these sort of partners will come together. It's across 3 hours. We'll have Nepali food, some music. We're working with DBSV to get a dance troupe in. You'll get a chance to see some of the work that Circus Kathmandu is working on. You'll get to try your hand at circus. And it's really designed to connect the local West community, the Nepali community, the circus community, and women's circus. That's an everyone event that bring and celebrate and support. So that's open for everyone and families, and it's free, and it's from 4 till 7. Family Day that we're hosting is really a great celebration, and it's an opportunity to come in into a women's only space that where lots of magic takes place every day and participate and have a really fun time and connect with that play aspect of your life. Same with the film screening. That's open for everyone to come along.
So what this film is about?
It's a UK team that followed them for 7 years
mm-hmm.
And sort of tracked their journey, particularly focusing on Sheetal and Saraswati, but also looking at how Circus Kathmandu was forged and formed and the challenges and, you know, successes that they're facing.
What do you think would they be able to take away once they are here, like for their residence in Melbourne? What do you think it will change for them?
Well, we're hoping the goals are with the program, that they get access to some professional development. And so we want to maybe start exploring a new advocacy drama piece with them. So we're working with Christy Flaws, who's a circus artist and who works with Women's Circus regularly, to start refining a new piece. And then we have community programs, and I suppose the Circus Kathmandu sort of fits under that. It's a partnership. So it's often in partnership with service providers or community organizations or schools.
So how do you connect with their story?
Women's Circus was founded as a space for people who identified as survivors of violence as a project. So there was a lot of kind of connection with what Circus Kathmandu was sort of navigating through. Most of them either are survivors of trafficking or like are quite disadvantaged and come from sort of the streets and things like that, and all met in a refuge.
Yeah.
So, and all share circus skills, and they're profoundly skilled circus artists.
What are the common myths you find whenever we talk about feminism and circus and things like this?
The thing that I've experienced from a women's circus perspective is when I go out into the community, kind of responses I have from mostly the women or that we engage with are that they don't feel that they could do it. I could never do that. I can't even touch my toes. That's where we'll see diversity.
So what about your local partnership with Didi Baini Samaj Victoria?
A large Nepali community in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. Melbourne's extremely diverse. So we just looked and asked around and then found DBFV, which was fantastic because they've been great to work with. The women there are just so engaged and so onto it and get what we're trying to do and are really excited.
Every story has a twist, right? So what's the twist in our story with you and Circus Kathmandu?
The great part of it too is that it's all coming together. There is a Nepali-born circus trainer who was born in Nepal but then was adopted by an Australian family when she was a baby, and she is a circus trainer and works within the social circus world, and so she's on board. She's been wanting to work with Circus Kathmandu for ages and reconnect. Like, she's found her birth parents over there. Like, there's sort of lots of interesting...
What do you expect and hope from hosting these two events, Devin?
Takeaway from me with Circus Kathmandu is that they're super dedicated. Certainly, I think that their story is a compelling one, and one that people can identify with and also feel compelled to do something about, whether or not. I mean, in their case, I think, you know, I'm hoping that we build a bit of a profile for them here in Australia so that maybe they get one person who's like, I'll pay for your training center for a year, because they need a training center. The guy who rents it to them charges them exorbitant amounts of money. They're trying to be, you know, they pay themselves and they all work together, and, you know, it's tough, but it's their job. They go to their work every day and they try and earn a living.
SBS Radio, Samasar, Samsamik Bisera, Prenadai Kotharu, Topanke Bahasama, Kurakanima, Savagi Hunhos, SBS.com.au/Nepali.